Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, February 26. We're back with you on the air, as always, and, almost always,
yeah,
right?
Almost.
Except when we take breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we go to Chicago. Sometimes we go to San Francisco. Sometimes we don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I was tempted to stay home today because I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, I don't know what it is, man, but...
I'm tired too.
Yeah, you didn't sleep a lot?
No, I didn't fall asleep till like 2:15.
Wow.
But I slept till like 7.
Yeah, that's not a lot of sleep.
It's like 5 hours.
4.5. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
No.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? Didn't you get like a nap before you went to work?
No, absolutely not.
You gotta do that.
No, I have to be like.
How can you stay up so late?
I don't know. I don't know, but I have to be in like a particular mood to nap, and that was just I wasn't in one of those.
You were not in that mood.
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. So, was yesterday the first day that you were not training, or
no, second?
Oh, second day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So, what does that feel like?
It was really slow last night.
Really?
Oh my God, but
yeah,
get
Monday
this.
Night.
Get this, right?
Yeah.
I show up to work and the girl goes, "Guess who just left?" And I said, "Who?" She said, "Leonardo DiCaprio." And you know I'm in love with him, and
oh
you know I've been
God.
Trying to meet him forever. The one day I'm not 15 minutes early for fucking work.
Wow. Well, maybe it means he'll come back sometime, because if he goes there, he might come back.
Well, I guess he was with his model girlfriend, so
yeah,
wouldn't have mattered anyway, but I still want to meet him.
Yeah. I'm sure he has a model girlfriend. That's all he's had.
Yeah.
Good.
They told me wouldn't she looks you? Like she's 17.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you be with models? I mean, they all go, you know, you can get it, you know, you get as much as you can.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, look, Tom Brady.
Julian Edelman, friggin'
everybody
has a model girlfriend.
Has got a model, you
yeah.
know?
But it's like, why?
Because they're beautiful.
Yeah, but other than that, I've met plenty of people, men
well,
and women, that are good looking,
right.
And they're dry as soap dishes. So
yeah.
It's like...
But, you know, but that's the thing. It's like a trophy almost, I think.
I'm all set with that.
You know?
I'd rather have like a semi-decent looking... No!
What?
A semi-decent looking man than have... I'm just so pissed. My gel just came off my nail. It's just like, can this morning I spilled coffee on myself.
Oh.
I haven't gotten any sleep. I'm just not in the fucking mood.
Yeah. Well, you got to go home. Get some fucking rest. I'm telling you, don't stay in a mood like this.
I know.
When you go to work, it's not going to be fun.
No. Well, I don't work today.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't work till Thursday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not every day.
No.
Oh,
it's not
okay,
full time.
Cool.
They have too many people on staff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good thing they're keeping you then.
Okay.
Right?
I know.
Well, very interesting. So we'll talk about several things today. Did you hear about this train that got stranded in Oregon?
I just read that this morning, actually. I didn't read the article, but I saw the headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible, man. I mean, they've been stranded since Sunday. Apparently what happened was a tree fell on the tracks and the train, you know, something happened. So, and they can't be rescued because of snowy conditions.
I hope they have enough food.
Well, that's the thing. They're saying they have just like peanuts and shit like that left, you know.
Oh, no.
40 hours stuck on the train, man. Can you imagine?
Nope.
People are bored, are out of diapers, and are running low on food. 183 passengers. Wow.
No one can
Who
shower.
Who would have thought, man?
Ugh,
Who
that sounds
thought?
Awful.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awful time.
Definitely not a good time to travel to Oregon right now. And this was a train from Portland to L.A.
Mm.
Can you imagine a train ride like that? That would be nice, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder how long that ride would take on the train. Probably like 20 hours.
I don't know why people choose to take trains. It's just...
Yeah. Well, Yeah, that's true. It's not that cheap, that much cheaper anyway.
No, it's
right?
Like at that point, like just buy a plane ticket.
Right.
I know a lot of people take trains because they're petrified of flying.
Right.
But this is exactly why you probably shouldn't take a train.
Yeah.
They're lucky they didn't derail.
Yeah, I know. I know. The train actually went from Seattle to L.A. and it's now heading back north. Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's near Eugene, Oregon, which I was, I stopped at.
Yeah.
That's where the University of Oregon is. So, yeah. So that's the situation there now. I remember when I was a kid and I would ride the train. It was a great experience, you know. I don't know if it is anymore. Just like flying used to be fun. Not anymore.
I never thought either one of them were fun. So
really?
Yeah.
So you'd rather take a car. You don't enjoy driving either, though.
I don't mind driving. I just don't really like driving on highways.
Yeah.
But I don't mind driving long distances on back roads.
On back roads? How can you?
I don't
know. Long distances?
Yeah. No, I mean, when I went to San Diego for the first time, it was like I had no choice but to take the highway.
Right.
But I freaked out on the way back. I was like, I'm really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, if you decided to drive to San Francisco, that's 5-6 hours of like highway driving.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't want to do that, right?
No.
So you'd have a problem because you don't like to fly either.
No.
You don't like trains.
No.
So how the fuck are you going to get there?
Probably a plane if I had to choose between the two.
Right.
Yeah.
At least get it over with quickly, right?
Because buses are so disgusting.
Yeah.
Buses and trains at the end of the day are really dangerous because like no one's doing security check. Like someone could just walk into a train or a bus with a bomb on them.
Well, yeah,
or like, or mad weapons. They just don't check you.
Really?
There's no security at all.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe there is. Like, well,
no, I've taken Greyhound buses 1,000 times. They do not check your bags. At all.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys should probably up your ante. It's 2019 and people are psycho.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, right? And you're carrying a fucking bomb in your storage area. Why? Wow. That would be pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so don't go on a fucking bus then.
Don't go on a bus or a train.
Yeah.
The end.
Did you see the movie The Commuter?
Yeah. It was really boring to me.
It was kind of, right?
For his speed of movies,
right.
It was a little slower than I expected it to be.
Yeah, because it was all on the train, actually. You know, that's why.
And I knew from Jump that it was his homeboy that set him up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, that was really obvious to me. I was like, I know it's this guy. It has to be someone he knows.
That cop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, well, I didn't like it very much. And then I started watching Taken 3. And I realized, you know what? I don't like these kind of movies, you know?
I like
he was framed for murder.
His wife.
Murdering his ex-wife. Yeah.
Who he was just about to get back together with. It's
right.
Really annoying.
Yeah.
Can't he just be happy? Can he?
Not in his movies.
No.
They're all the same. It's always somebody. It's always revenge over somebody who was taken from him.
Yep, pretty
or
much.
Or something, you know?
Because
in The Commuter also, he's got the his family is held hostage or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
God. What other movies did I see? Let's see. I started watching Terminator Salvation last night. Have you seen that?
No.
That's with Christian Bale, Sam Worthington, and who else was on there? A couple of people that I know. But it's not bad. You know, it kind of like picks up where the other ones left off. Did you ever see Terminator? Any of them?
Maybe the first one, but like maybe not fully, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
You're probably one of very few
people. Yeah, I know. You know. I definitely am.
But I only saw the first three, and then they made two more,
mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's the one
Genesis.
I saw.
That's
no,
Genesis.
I saw like the first one here.
Yeah. But he came back and did the role again.
Yeah, of course he did, because when a movie makes that much money, you got to fucking come back.
Yeah,
they have to do a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have no choice.
I know. But it was pretty cool. The second one was good. all the new special effects that they discovered and stuff and came out with. And that's when I was doing animation at the time.
Yeah.
So I really got into it, you know, where that the new Terminator was like turning into different shapes and stuff. It was like a shapeshifter type of thing.
Right, right.
So that was pretty cool. But, you know, otherwise I'm not that into science fiction that much, you know, this kind of science fiction.
See, I don't mind it. I just have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like I have to be in like a particular mood to like watch a movie like that.
All right, well, try to be in a good mood and watch the Terminators.
Well, I watched... They're all good. Have you ever seen Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
No, never saw that.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Daniel Craig and the other female was in it. I forget her name.
Right.
But they came out with the second one, and it's the same characters. They just changed them because Daniel Craig and that girl just probably got too big to, like, sign on for the second movie.
Really?
It's kind of frustrating to me because you get invested in who they are, but... Right. Same name, same characters, just different faces.
Different faces.
The movie was still really good to me.
Really?
I liked it. And then I watched Bad Times at the El Royale.
Oh, what's that?
Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, is that good?
I liked it.
Really?
I liked it a lot, actually.
Most of his movies are good, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the way he films and the way his mind is structured, it's just so interesting because it's like, who the fuck comes up with this?
Right, you know? Totally he does.
Yeah, but it was good. Yeah. I liked it. A lot of people is Jeff Bridges is one of my favorite actors ever, and he was in it. So
really,
mm-hmm.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Great Lebowski that he was in?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was kind of a strange movie. I never saw it. I started watching it the other night, and I said it's starting too slow for me. A movie has to start fast.
What is it about? Couldn't even tell
I
me.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even remember what it was about.
Have you ever seen the movie he was in, A Door in the Floor?
No.
That movie is fucked.
Really?
Yeah.
A Door in the Floor.
Let me just double check to make sure that's the name of it. But honestly, it like to this day is one of the movies that like freaks me out. It's like you can't stop watching it, but you're still watching it. And after you're done watching it, you're like, what did I just watch?
Really? What? It's a scary movie?
No. So this like kid goes to this house for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And he's like helping them around the house. And his wife is fucked up because she lost her two sons in a car accident and her daughter is still there. So she's like, there's like nothing, like there's nothing left to her basically. Right. And Jeff Bridges is her husband. And she took the virginity of the kid that's staying with them.
Oh,
and like
God.
Fucks them all summer.
Really?
Yeah. And then she just like decides to leave. And then the end of the movie is Jeff Bridges saying like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did I just watch?
Wow.
But I love him, so like I'll watch anything that he's in, really.
Yeah.
Let me see if it's called A Door in the Floor, because I don't want people to who are listening to watch the wrong movie.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yep, that's exactly what it's called. I don't know how I remember that. I really don't. It's from 2004.
Really? Never
heard
of it.
The Door in the Floor. Uh-huh. Why it's titled that, couldn't even tell you.
Do they have like a synopsis of the movie? What does it say it's about?
The lives of Ted, Jeff Bridges, and Marion Cole, Kim Basinger, are thrown into stray when their two adolescent sons die in a car wreck. Marion withdraws from Ted and Ruth, the couple's daughter. Ted, a well-known writer, hires an assistant as a student named Eddie, who looks oddly similar to one of Cole's dead sons.
Wow.
The couple separate and she begins an affair with Eddie while Ted has a dalliance with his neighbor, Evelyn.
Wow.
So basically she's having sex with her son, which is so creepy.
Yeah. Wow.
Tragedy just fucks people up, huh?
It really does, you know. And I wanted to bring this up because this talks about something similar. But one part of the study, it's actually a study about what to do when you're the one who cheated on your partner. You know,
interesting.
Yeah, because they say there's not a lot of support for those. For those who get cheated on, but,
yeah.
You know,
are there support groups for when you get cheated on?
No, I don't know about support groups, but at least some kind of advice or whatever.
Right.
You know? They don't usually have that.
Nobody feels bad if you cheated.
Right.
Nobody does.
Right. But no, they're saying that there's, you know, obviously people cheat for different reasons.
Right.
Some people actually cheat because it's a can opener, as they call it, a way to get out of a relationship. And some people cheat to stay in the marriage, you know. But you know
what? Some people cheat to stay in their marriage.
Yeah,
how exactly would that work?
Think about it. If you are not attracted to your wife, you just go and you have an affair, but you stay married.
That makes zero sense, Sam.
Why?
It makes
guys
sense.
Have it all the fucking time. Like, okay, think about it. Let's say you're married. Yeah. And you're not attracted to your wife anymore. Okay. What do? You leave, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be the most logical reason.
Okay. So here, instead of having that be an issue, you're going to have sex somewhere else.
But that means you're not happy. So why stay in a situation you're not happy in?
Because some people want to stay married.
So get married to someone else that you're attracted to instead of breaking their heart.
But sometimes it's too big a price. You have a family. You have a lot involved and invested in that.
I'm never getting married.
It's not easy.
Nope.
You just said you wanted to.
No, I
not just,
I have always said
that.
I only want a ring and a party.
A ring and a party.
Yeah.
So you just want the wedding, not the marriage.
Yeah. I don't want the walk down the aisle. I just want the wedding reception. Like, we're celebrating the fact we have agreed to spend the rest of our lives together.
Yeah.
But I don't want the actual marriage because I never want to feel like I'm trapped.
Well, there you go.
Like, so my parents are separated.
Right.
But they're still married because it'll cost too much money to get divorced. I never want that to be me.
Right.
Hey, yeah, I'm still married to my husband because I can't afford to get divorced.
Right.
Fuck that.
Yeah. But
no
why
thanks.
Is it expensive if they can just agree on what the fuck to take? It doesn't.
You still
got to
pay lawyers, though.
Not if you have like a consensual divorce.
You still got to pay for a lawyer.
No.
That's how they get you. It's the
no,
system.
I'm telling you, I did it without. Without a lawyer.
Yeah, but you still had to pay somebody.
No, you just fucking file forms. Okay, so you pay a couple hundred dollars for court costs, which you would anyway.
Right.
But no, there's nothing to it, you know? If it's an uncontested divorce.
Let's be serious. 90% of divorces aren't going to go as smoothly as yours did.
Yeah, because like, people are fucking greedy.
Yeah.
Man. But what's there to fight about? If you want to get out, let them have everything.
No, absolutely the fuck not. If my husband cheated, guess what? I'm taking all your shit. Yeah. I'm taking the house. You can go get a new bachelor pad. No, fuck you. I'm not a cheater, so I know no one's ever going to leave my ass for cheating, ever.
Right.
But if I caught someone cheating, I'm taking you for everything you got. Because that's, hey, when you get married, it's in the fine print that that's actually illegal.
Right.
To cheat.
Right.
So,
and that you get half of everything anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like the Amazon guy, like Bezos now.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still fucking filthy rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one feels bad for that guy.
No, nobody feels bad for his wife, too. She gets half.
Yeah. And the kids get all of that when they're both gone, so.
Yeah. But the part of the study that was interesting is they're saying, this expert says, in my research for this book, I found that men cheat for relationships and connection, and women cheat for sex.
Yeah.
This goes against.
I agree.
But this is like totally the opposite of what people think, right?
No.
Why? I mean,
they
used to say women cheat because they don't find the intimacy at home, so they want it with another guy.
No.
No?
Women cheat because their husbands aren't fucking them still.
Yeah.
And men cheat because they're not getting the affection they need from their wife. Like when they get home from a long day of work,
but
and she's
that doesn't
like,
make sense.
Hey, dinner's ready. No, it makes perfect sense.
It doesn't. Yes. I mean, women, but don't women appreciate relationships more than just sex?
I think so, but I think a lot of women, when we are in relationships, we're still really devoted to how that relationship is going, so sometimes it is just sex. I will say men probably cheat for both, though. Like if a dude's on a business trip and sees a badass chick at the bar,
right.
He may just want to fuck her for a night.
Right.
But then some men find someone in the workplace that they connect to on an emotional level, and they have a full-blown affair.
Right. But I think that can
have
go
you
both
seen
ways.
That? Have you seen that show?
Which one?
The Affair?
No. What, they fall in love like on the job?
They both cheat on each other.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I started watching it. I should have finished. It was a pretty
what,
good
it's
show.
It's like a reality show?
No, it's a scripted HBO series.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
I never finished it, though, so I can't give you like the end results. But it went on for season after season. Yeah. It went on for like 4 or 5.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. No, I never caught that. You know, when I go into, since I have all of, I have Prime, Hulu, and Netflix.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have basic cable, right?
Right. I just have like subscriptions like this. What happens is there's so much to watch that I don't know what to watch.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
I really don't. I'm like, which one should I invest in?
Yeah.
You know, I only have 20 minutes to watch.
Though, I mean, that's because you give yourself a set schedule of time.
No, well, no, not really. I mean, it's just to finish the popcorn and I'm done.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's horrible. You can finish popcorn in 5 minutes.
No, but it takes me 20, 25 minutes. But no, I don't really have the time. I mean, look how tired I am, but that's because I want to watch a movie for half an hour.
Yeah, I can't get over how tired I am today. I'm like, holy shit.
But it's late to watch at 1:30.
No, it's not. If you have nothing to do, well, yeah, during the week, yeah. But on a weekend, watching a movie at 1:30?
Yeah, well, it's not a weekend, you know?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. But I find myself every time I go on Netflix, I scroll for the entire length of a movie. Like, I scroll for, like, an hour and a half before I'm actually like, oh, okay, I guess I'll watch this. And then by the time I start watching it.
You, like, browse through all the
movies. Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know what I want to watch. Right, I read all the infos. I watch the trailers. And then by the time all that's done, it's like, damn, a whole fucking hour just passed.
Exactly. There's just so much. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, this is good, and that is good, and this is good. And you go, do I really want to invest myself in a new series right
now?
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, so you look for the movies, and then the movies, the millions of them, do you go with one that is familiar, one that's not familiar?
Right.
You know, so it's hard to know what to watch.
I know, I agree.
And in the end, I forget. Like, I think every night I start watching a different movie, and I leave.
I didn't watch anything yesterday because I worked, but, and today I'm recording my podcast, so I'm not going to watch anything, but tomorrow I'll probably.
Didn't you do your podcast yesterday?
Every Tuesday. Tuesdays.
But what was the video you posted yesterday?
That was a recap from last week.
From last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get so many views on this? Because of your friend or your...
Well, on what video?
Because you guys were like seen at that studio with this guy and you were interviewing him or something.
Are you talking about the video I posted on my page?
Yeah.
It only has 10,000 views.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a video underneath that has 109,000 views, but I'm naked, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's why.
Makes sense. Whoa.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, you know, I was reading up a little bit on, like, how to make money on Instagram and stuff, you
right.
know. And so I want to talk to you about it, but you definitely should be able to start joining that revolution.
Yeah,
you know?
I believe
it's just that I think with you, it's like you have a special niche, you know. Maybe not every brand would like to identify with the shit.
I know.
That you're
I honestly, I was talking to one of my girlfriends who gets paid by some clothing brands that don't pay me, and she goes, honestly, if I had to come up with one reason, it's because when you go to your page, it's literally you're promoting like Swallow It, and you talk about sex even on your free time, and a lot of brands are like, that's not like the type of brand ambassador I want. But then I'm like, those aren't the type of brands I want to be working with. Because
exactly.
I never not want to be myself because someone's going to give me, what, $700 for a post. Like, no, that's, I don't want to lose my, I don't want to change. Like, people are like, delete all your posts and start over. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. Because all those posts are me. I'm not going to stop being me.
Right.
I'm about to be 31 years old. I am who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
At this point.
Right. And you earned all these followers because it's you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm almost at 352, which means I jumped almost 3,000 in a week, which is the most I've jumped in a while. But I think it's from people finding my YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Huh. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And you have your book out.
Oh, yeah. Don't Be That Bitch. Available on Amazon, everyone.
Yeah, don't fucking miss that book.
I still got to order my own goddamn book. Like, I really got to do that.
Why?
So I can just have it.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have one copy?
No,
either,
not
right?
a single copy.
Yeah, you should.
You got to support yourself first, folks.
Exactly, you know? That's funny. But it's an accomplishment, you know? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You have a book. You're a published author now.
Yeah, it's cool. it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but that, so... The fact that women cheat for sex and men for relationships.
I don't think that's all the time, though. I don't agree if they're saying that's the main reason all the time. Because there's definitely men out there that cheat because they just want to fuck.
Exactly. I don't know who the fuck. Maybe it was a female researcher and she doesn't understand men or something. You
yeah,
know?
I don't know. I don't agree with that study, to be honest with you. I mean, there's definitely some men that emotionally cheat. Like, remember that woman that came in who's drop dead gorgeous, Jessica something?
Right.
her husband basically emotionally cheated on her.
Right.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because they're not getting whatever affection they're expecting from their wives at home. I personally feel that if a man cheated on me emotionally with someone, that would devastate me more than if he cheated on me physically.
Right. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. That women are like that. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But.
I smell gas.
Yeah, it's not gas. It's they're working upstairs on the roof.
Oh, my God.
With tar and shit like that.
Oh, that's intense.
Is it?
Yeah.
My nose is totally fucking.
Like, it's really unenjoyable.
What are you
gonna can't do? Smell that?
So let me open. You yeah. want to open the door real yeah. quick? Go ahead, open the door. And we can always bring a fan in here and everything. But really, like you can smell it? What?
Yeah.
No, it's just tar. You know when they burn tar?
No, I like the smell of tar.
Really?
Tar.
You can't possibly like the smell
I
of tar.
I love tar. Like when they're repaving roads, I love to just drive back and forth past it because I love the
But that's different
smell.
Though. I mean, the tar they use on the roof is totally different. I'm telling you. That's asphalt, what you're thinking about.
Oh, yeah. Whatever they use on the roads, I love that smell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The smell of a new road, it's great.
Yeah, who smells new roads?
I don't know.
That's good, man. That's good. So,
was there
yeah.
an earthquake yesterday? Because mad people were talking about it. I feel like I don't want to jinx myself, but since I moved here, I feel like there's been like 4 or 5 earthquakes.
Right.
And every time they happen, I'm like.
I know. You don't feel them. Yeah. But they were not strong. You know, nobody.
Well, maybe
really
I just didn't feel it because of where I was located. I was at work last night.
Yeah,
but
that's
when
possible.
When I was on my break, everyone was like tweeting like, oh my God, that earthquake just scared the shit out of me. I'm like, earthquake where? Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you. So I met this guy.
But hold on just a second. Yeah. I just wanted to finalize this about this. Remember I said it's probably a woman that was the researcher?
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think she understands that men want to fuck.
Well, she's probably saying a majority. I don't think she's saying all men.
Said, I found that men cheat for relationships. That means like,
well, my
in
dad
general,
cheated because my mom wasn't giving him the affection he needed.
Right.
So, I mean,
well, what's he going to tell you? The sex, you know?
Ugh, tell gross.
You exactly. So he's not going to tell you that.
Gross.
And this woman, if you want to find out more, she wrote a book called When You're the One Who Cheats.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. Did you watch the Spike Lee reaction to Green Book winning? He apparently wasn't happy with it. And he made kind of a remark like that the referee was wrong or something, you know, or like the judges were wrong.
Well, like, that's because he had a movie up for the running. And it's like, sit down and shut the fuck up. You
right.
won an award earlier in the night. Be humble.
And why is he still on the thunder of the guy
yeah.
that actually made
I mean, and that's it's a based on a true story. So, yeah. like, relax.
And not only that, but. Yeah, who do you think you fucking are to have, you know, to necessarily assume you're going to win?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, a lot of people probably get in that mindset. Like, yeah, Glenn Close probably thought she was going to win.
No, I'm sure. But you don't go and diss the fucking, the fact that, and you know what? They asked an interesting question on Howard Stern yesterday. They said, if he says that these judges don't know what they're talking about or the academy, then why would he want an award from them?
Right. That's very true.
Yeah. If they, you know, it means they don't know what they're doing and they'd give you an award, you know. So that was pretty smart on their part. But I just don't like the guy. He's too fucking tight-assed. I think he's too angry. I don't like angry
I like
people.
His work. I think he's done really incredible work. And he's probably just really upset because he's been I don't know if this is his first time nominated, but it was his first time ever winning.
No, but he's been nominated before.
Yeah, but this is his first time ever winning.
Right.
But he's done some like
really
good
movies.
But he
wanted to win the directing of the movie of the year.
No, movie of the year,
movie of the year, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. But there was like a lot of really good movies in that category.
There were.
Yeah. So
did
like,
he really think his movie was the winner?
I want to see that movie
not
though.
Even close.
Everyone said it was really, really good.
Yeah, it probably is, you know, but not as good as some of the other ones that won, you know. I mean, Green Book, even Bohemian Rhapsody. But yeah, I don't know his movie, so I can't comment on it. But he just strikes me as an angry guy, a condescending type of guy. And it bothers me. So
yeah.
I don't like him.
I mean, I like him. I just think that people should just respect who won and keep it moving.
Right.
You can't win everything, you know?
Yeah.
All you got to do is use that as motivation to make another movie and win next year.
Right, exactly.
That's it.
And he's not really a mainstream director either. He's pretty much focused on certain things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so moving on, though, with the Oscars, we were talking about Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper and mm-hmm. the steamy performance and everything. So they're trying to get a reaction from his ex-wife, Jennifer Esposito. But she's not really saying much.
All she said was, ha.
Yeah, ha. Yeah. That's all she said, right? And we don't really care about that, but
yeah,
what
and that
is
was like years ago they were married. It's like, right. And they were married for like 4 months.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is that none of us really mentioned is that the whole performance was totally fucking staged. In other words, you know, it's not like they just discovered the chemistry. They wanted it to look that way. Mm. They practiced it like that a million fucking times.
Yeah. No. It's nothing definitely rehearsed.
Right.
But that chemistry is undeniable because there's people that perform together all the time and they don't have that fucking chemistry.
I don't know. Maybe it's the chemistry that spilled over from the movie or something.
Yeah.
But they can make you believe anything.
Yeah.
In movies,
I mean, I think people are thinking way too much into it. It's a good selling point because now whoever didn't see the movie is going to go out and see it.
Right. Exactly.
Like,
you know?
What the fuck is everyone talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah. What are they talking about? Yeah.
Oh man.
But did you hear
that? Well, she posted on IG a picture of them and she's like, here capturing this moment with a true friend. Like she was trying to like be like, guys, he's my friend.
Right.
You know? Exactly. And everyone's like, all the comments are like, we don't fucking believe you.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah. I guess we could do some exciting romance in the headlines, you know?
I know. I feel like there hasn't been a new couple in a minute.
There hasn't been, you
know? Charlize Theron is supposed to be with Brad Pitt, but they didn't roll together for the Oscars. And by the way, she's fucking stunning.
Right? Isn't she?
She doesn't age.
She doesn't, man.
I'm like, she just gets prettier and prettier and prettier and prettier.
I didn't see her the other night, but yeah, she's very
beautiful.
She was
there. She presented an award.
Yeah.
She looked bomb. Wow. So good.
Yeah. And she's got to be like almost 52, right?
Let's see.
Like around 50.
Yeah, she's definitely going to be in her 50s, but she does not look like she's 50. She looks like she's like 40-something.
I know. Maybe she is, but it seems just like it seems that she's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah. And always look the
same. Oh, she's only 43.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was going to say
she looks like she's 40.
Yeah. Did you hear about her tragedy that she saw her husband or her father kill her mother and shit like
that?
Oh,
my God.
Yeah,
I didn't
when
know
she
that.
Was a kid, yeah.
Wow, that's horrible.
I know. But also, another romance, I guess, is Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
That's old. They broke up, then they got back together, and now they're engaged.
Right. Yeah. But the engagement is new, isn't it?
Valentine's Day, I think he proposed.
Yeah. Right, so that's new.
But nobody cares.
Nobody cares about Katy Perry?
No.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Who else do we care about? We care about Ariana Grande.
She's not dating anybody.
She's not with anybody right now? Okay, and we know that...
you know what she's doing? She's married to her money.
Yeah, right?
She dropped 2 albums in 1 year.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, girl. You do the thing. You do it. Mm-hmm. I feel like she needs some time to get over the Mac Miller death.
Yeah.
That's going to take her some time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still smelling the...
Yep. It's horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not smelling at all. I mean, doesn't matter how many times I fucking blow my nose this morning, that's the way I sound.
Oh, my God. You don't freak out when you can't breathe through your nose?
Yeah. No, not at all. But it's, you know... Do you want a fan in here?
No. Because I'm too cold. I'll be too cold and miserable.
Not necessarily, but listen, nothing's going to happen to you. I'm sure they do this all the time.
What if it's carbon monoxide and we're dying right now?
Don't freak out. It's not carbon monoxide. If those even suspicion, they would ask us to leave. You know, and they do this all the time. That's what they do. So don't worry about it. We would not put you at risk. And if we did, you can sue the fucking management here.
I know.
In the building.
Dead ass. Hashtag pay me for the rest of my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, don't fucking come to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So Jenna Bush replaced Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show. Not that I watch it, but I think it's kind of neat, don't you?
I don't know. Young? I didn't even know she was on a show.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't, but now she is.
Oh my God.
You didn't know that Kathy Lee was not on the show? You didn't know that she was on the show. Okay. So now Jenna Bush is the daughter of George W. Bush.
Nobody cares about her.
No?
No.
Why? Why? Apparently they put her on the Today Show. They
for must what? Have
like as a replacement for Kathy Lee Gifford, who had a pretty big role, I think, in the show. Yeah. I mean, it used to be Kathy Lee and...
the whole Donald Trump thing kind of like...
Yeah.
Set her back a little bit.
Why?
Kathy Lee Gifford, am I thinking the right person, the redhead?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is wrong she person. Redhead?
No.
She's a comedian?
She was with, what's his name? Come on. Regis? With Regis?
Oh. I'm thinking of a completely different person.
Yeah.
You're talking about Kelly?
No, not Kelly Ripa, but before her, there was Regis and Kathy Lee.
No clue.
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
Yeah, before that. Before the thing now, there was something with her and Regis Philbin, no?
Kathy Lee Gifford. I'm thinking of a completely different person, so it's fine. Yeah.
I mean, she's been around for a long time.
Wait, she retired or she got fired?
I don't know what happened to her. Maybe she was just let go but not fired. I don't know.
That sucks. Can you imagine that that dreaded fucking, hey, can we see you in the office? It's like, oh no, the time has come.
Yeah.
They are letting me go.
Talking about Ariana, did you know that she toppled Selena Gomez as the most followed woman on Instagram?
Who, Rihanna?
Yeah.
Really?
No, Ariana
Grande. Ariana Grande.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, she's booming this year.
Really?
Like, booming.
How old is she? Like, early 20s?
Yeah, mid-20s? Probably like 22, 23.
Right.
She's a baby. And richer than all of us will ever be in our lifetime.
Shit. And she grew up with, like, what, the Disney Mickey Mouse Club or something?
Yeah, she was on Disney, and she started doing covers on YouTube because she can, like, literally do anybody's voice.
Really?
Britney Spears. Wow. It's really crazy. But that's people started following her on YouTube because of that. She would do like covers with her brother. And then all of a sudden she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I can sing.
Yeah.
And the bitch can sing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And she was with what's his name for a brief moment?
Who?
What's his name?
Pete Davidson?
No, the other kid.
Mac Miller?
No. What's like the biggest kid ever? What's his name?
I know you're not talking about Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
No, they were never together.
Really?
Never.
So who was he with before?
He was with Selena Gomez. Like,
okay.
So yeah, forever. Right. Yeah, now he's married.
Yeah. To?
Hailey Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow.
Fuck you, Hailey Baldwin. Fuck you.
You seem to want everybody else's guy. What is this with you?
No, I wanted him when he was single. Own. I wanted him when he was single, okay?
Yeah, well, they're busy. Yeah. They're maybe too busy to discover you exist.
Well, no, I met him 1,000 times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I told you the story when he followed me to the bathroom and I got awkward.
Really?
Yeah, and he said, you're one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen in Los Angeles.
Wait, who said that then?
Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yes. And then for like...
I don't remember.
Then 2 weeks later, I went out and I sat at my friend's table at a nightclub because my roommates tried to kick me out of my apartment.
Right.
And I was like taking shots with this 40-year-old who wanted me to introduce her to... She wanted to introduce me to her son. And I asked how old he was. She said 23. And I said, no, I'm good. And then when she left the club... My friend came over and goes, you know who that was, right? And I said, no. So that's Justin Bieber's mom.
Wow.
And then like for maybe 3 months, I saw him at least once a week. And we always would say hi to each other, but that was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he lives here in L.A.? No, right?
Yes.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was back east. I don't know
No,
why.
I mean, he goes back east a lot because his wife lives there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why. So let's see. 148 million followers.
Ariana?
Yeah.
And Selena Gomez has, I think...
146.
That's so many fucking people.
Right?
Holy shit.
So the difference is only 2 million people between them. But still, fuck, that's a lot of people, man. That's half of the people in this country.
Yeah.
But this is like, you know, in the world.
Ariana. Let's see.
Can you imagine being that fucking huge?
No.
Wow.
Not at all.
That's like Michael Jackson type of huge. Yeah. You know? Really?
Selena is at... Oops, she's not followed there. Let's see. Selena Gomez is at... Oh, no, they have the same exact amount. They're both at 146 mil.
Oh, right now?
Mm-hmm.
So how did they say Ariana has 148?
No, Ariana has 146. As of Tuesday morning. They have the same amount of followers.
So maybe they, maybe some people left and went to the other one.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're tied right now.
Yeah, that would have been 2 million people that would have left. As of Tuesday morning, that's now.
Yeah, like Selena Gomez has 9 million likes on her picture. Can you imagine?
Wow.
That's so many people. Can you imagine that many people being invested in your life?
Yeah, how do you become so fucking big?
I wouldn't want to be that famous.
No,
I think it would like literally give me anxiety.
Yeah.
Just get, like freak me out. But also probably a lot of blessings that come with it too.
Right.
You know?
So like I'm looking here and Selena Gomez is supposed to be more wholesome and everything. And
Ariana Grande
is like wild,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They're like the complete opposite.
Yeah, well, she's dressed like a mistress or something.
Yeah, you know? Selena Gomez is, I mean, she can definitely sex it up. She's beautiful, but she suffers from really bad anxiety. She's in and out of rehab for it.
Oh,
and depression,
really?
Yeah. So she's like pretty open about that. So I think she uses her platform for more to like more... express more of like that side of the entertainment business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like she's really, she'll go live on Facebook, I mean Instagram sometimes, and you can tell it's like really socially awkward for her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Jeez. And how did she become that big?
Disney.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was on Barney.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We all start somewhere, folks. Yeah.
Fuck, it was such a hated show.
And her and her mom was like her number one fan, and they lived in LA in their car, and she said they used to eat like food out of cans, like beans and stuff, because that's all they could afford. Wow. And now she can pay her mom back for everything.
Yeah. You know, it takes a lot of courage to also say, you know, I can make it.
No, and then also look at your kid and say, you can make it.
Right.
Because then it's your whole life is like now riding on your child.
Yeah. And it happens a lot here in this town because there's so many parents pushing their kids, you know, maybe not pushing, but trying to at least directing their kids.
Right.
To get into entertainment and stuff.
Right.
And it's not easy, but. I'm sure there's a lot of disappointments, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Barney, I used to watch this with the kids. They loved it. They were very young. Like, what, 3 years old? Maybe 2, 3 years old. That's what age it's for, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. It was such a funny thing because parents hated him. They were
not only that, wasn't the main dude like ended up being like a molester or some shit?
I don't know. I don't remember that. But what I do know is parents were like, let's kill Barney, you know?
Probably because he was a molester. Wait, hold on. Now I got to Google that because I don't want to tarnish his name. Hold on a second.
Yeah, Barney the Dinosaur.
Was the actor? Who's the actor? Who played Barney, a molester?
I have no idea. I can't tell you.
I'm Googling it. Hold on.
All right. In the meantime... So Amazon now is considering taking the headquarters to...
No, never mind. It's wrong.
It is wrong.
Yeah, he's a sex therapist now.
Oh, okay. Don't listen to that at all. Barney, not associated with
molestation.
Right.
My
it's
bad,
only on
folks.
This show. Yeah, do the fact check. Fact checking.
I'm just here to ruin people's careers.
Yeah, exactly, with fucking rumors. That's how it starts, you know?
I knew it had to do with something sexual. Now he's a sex therapist.
Yeah.
A tantric sex therapist? What does that mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like tantra. It's like a way of breathing and certain positions and shit like that.
Shut the fuck up.
Extend your orgasms and all that stuff.
No one is focused on their goddamn breathing when they're having sex. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But when you think about it, sex really, an orgasm is about how you breathe, you know? I mean, sometimes you like hold your breath and, you know, to reach the orgasm.
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, maybe it's different for you. You know? But no, I've seen it a lot. Like if someone really tries to come, they hold their breath. And
I don't know if I hold my breath.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really pay attention that closely to tell you what I do or don't do.
Right. But you do that only with guys. You don't do it by yourself or anything.
Yeah, no. So there you go.
Yeah.
No.
You're a very strange woman.
I know. I'm super weird. I'm super weird.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. I know it.
It's probably something that happened when you grew up. Some kind of a thought that went through your mind to say, I can't touch myself, you know?
No, I just, I don't. I just, I'm a very patient human being. I'd rather wait for someone else to
No,
fuck
but
me.
Why?
No, I just...
If you can, I mean, or, you know, like, masturbation's so cool.
No, that's it's really not. That's why most people do it. I don't, like, skip down the street and say, can't wait to get home to fucking masturbate.
Well, people do. People do. Because then you don't have to depend on someone else.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Being there, you know?
I'm so good.
And some people... I think most people that do masturbate, for them it feels better than when you just have sex.
Mm.
You know? Because they know how to fucking please themselves.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. Don't care. No, couldn't like give that, you my man. 2 cents because I don't have any.
No 2 cents for...
Nope. Not at all.
No 2 cents.
Mm.
That's very interesting. I mean, yep. Did you think about that it's unusual?
No.
Because most people do.
People tell me all the time it is, and I just don't really care.
Yeah. Wow. You see, the way you talk about it, you have something against it.
Mm-mm.
It's not that you don't care.
I don't care if other people masturbate. I'm just not masturbating.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I
like,
know.
I'm not going to be like, ew, you're a fucking freak because you masturbate.
Right. But you're saying, ew, you know, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. So that's completely different than judging somebody else for doing it. It's just not my cup of tea.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Huh. I forgot to tell you, though, that this I met this guy at my job. Who's literally asked me out every single day since I met him.
Really?
And yesterday I was at work and I was like, he was texting me and I was like, I'm at work. I'm about to go on break. I'm starving. Didn't even tell me nothing. Ordered me Postmates and sent me dinner.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, wow, if that's not effort,
uh-huh.
I don't know what is.
And he works with you?
No, I met him at my job.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant... Met him there.
No, he wasn't even there. He literally, right. Wherever he was at, he sent me dinner.
Right.
From an Italian restaurant. It was like the best pasta I've ever eaten.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, you see, it's cool to be a woman, man.
Yeah. It like really when is. Shit like that happens.
Yeah.
It's like now every guy that asks me out, I'm like, well, you going to post me when I'm hungry at work?
Yeah, guys are fine spending all this money on women, apparently. You know, so the fucking money you see them spend is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just got, that would had to have been at least like a $30 pasta plate for sure.
Yeah. Which is not bad, you know, but some guys will send... Like a fucking probably like $1,000 bottle to a table of women or something.
Yeah, 110%.
Right?
110%.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get some pussy. I mean, what the fuck?
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, get yourself a fucking beer.
But if you have thousands of dollars to waste, like if $1,000 is $5 to you, you're not going to give a fuck.
Right.
Because people have like different levels to their money.
Right.
Like if you're super rich and you're making... $500,000-$600,000 a year, spending $1,000 on a bitch trying to fuck her is nothing.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I wouldn't do
if
it.
If you start doing it with a lot of chicks.
Yeah, then it adds up. Yeah, then there goes your mortgage payment.
Yeah.
On the house you can't afford anymore.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, well, what can you do? You know, I mean, the thing is, all good that ends good. That's all I can say.
Right.
You know? Do whatever the fuck you want and go with the consequences, whether they're good or bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I need to go home and take a nap.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Maybe I will too.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah. Well, all right. So, yeah, have a restful day. Today you don't have much
pressure. You too.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.